Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing?
Taking away stuff from the people.
Of course. I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Game Break. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things gaming, and I'm joined by my co-host.
What's up, guys? It's the lovely co-host, the one and only, the spectacular, the always ready, aim on the mic.
Of course, before we get into today's pod, we'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
Thank you, guys.
All right, DJ Aim, do you want a new Nintendo console next year?
Yes.
Even better, would you want one this year?
I would love to want this one. Are you getting one for my birthday since it happened already?
That's too damn bad because Nintendo said, screw you, you ain't getting a next-gen Nintendo console.
Yeah, I know.
But apparently there's no plans to release this next-gen Nintendo console until after March 31st, 2024.
That's so long from now.
I know. I'm very impatient. I can't deal with it.
It's my Nintendo, and I want it now.
Now, they're saying at the same time, they know that the Nintendo Switch sales numbers are not doing too well.
Well, it's been out for like almost, what, 6 years now?
7 years. It's been on the market for 7 years.
Just like me. I'm single, and I've been on the market for 7 years.
You know, sometimes we're just all Nintendo Switches. Just trying to find our dock.
That sounds dirty.
It's because it is. Anyway, Nintendo was having these investor calls, and they said that the sales momentum for the Switch console has been going downhill quicker than expected. Now, they
what
did.
Do you mean quick? Pause. I know I'm interrupting you a lot, but what do you mean quicker than expected? It's not like, yeah, it's not like the game came out last year. The system came out, like, relax.
Okay, so to put context behind that, they had a goal of selling 15 million units in the fiscal year, being this fiscal year, and it was a bit of a stretch. They said they didn't really hit that number. They also said holiday 2022 numbers were disappointing. Like, it didn't live up to their expectations. The numbers.
The numbers, Mason.
So, it begs the question, why are you not pushing this next gen console out into the world?
Or give me the Mario Kart 9 on the Switch.
No, they're not doing that. You and I both know Mario Kart 9 is coming on the next gen console that'll come in like 2025. They're not going to give you
it. It's going to come in 2030. Let's be real.
Yeah, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe Premium Plus is your next
Max,
Mario Kart.
Max.
I'll throw that little extra thing at the end of it. Now, there are rumors as well, even though they said they're not making the next gen Switch or whatever until 2024, like March. They say the progress on that next system is seemingly going well. So at this point,
then give it to me. If it's going well, give it to me.
Give it to me right now. There were rumors coming out that, hey, for the rest of the Switch's life cycle, we're getting GameCube ports, we're getting older games put on the console.
Give me Pokemon games on the GBA, and then you can justify not giving me a Switch this year.
I, for one, am firmly in the camp that Nintendo is going to hold one of their great directs in September. And then they're going to say, hey, buddy, pals, you know, you've been looking, you've been asking, and you know what? Here's a little something. Tune into the next direct to figure out what our next gen console is. I swear that's what they're going to do.
You know what it is? It's because no one's been buying the Nintendo online, and they're like, you guys don't deserve it. You guys don't deserve us.
Maybe I need to buy Nintendo online, and then they'll be like, all right, now he bought it. Let's just screw him and get him another gen console out or whatever.
Also, this is a sign that I should never be in lockdown because I was so bored. I was like, I'm going to buy a Switch out of the blue. I was like, oh, well, I'll just buy a Switch. Like, if I was out in public, my friends were like, oh, that's no good game. You don't need to buy it. I ended up buying a Switch because I was all by myself.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe.
Don't leave me alone. Don't leave me at Comic Con when we go this year. Be like, oh, stay right here. Remember last time when you guys told me to stay right here? What happened? We got lost. You guys were just over there. I was over here. It was crazy.
He comes back with like all this merch. Mm-hmm. But you said during the lockdown you got a Switch. I think a lot of people did that because of Animal Crossing, because the rage.
No, I got it from Mario. I have yet to play more Animal Crossing. You never will. I got it from the Mario Party game.
Oh, yeah. Mario Party, Mario Kart. That's always the big things. Now, they did say the next-gen console will feature a 3D Donkey Kong game, like Donkey Kong 64, which is one of my favorite games of all time. Apparently, Miyamoto teased some sort of Mario game coming soon-ish. I don't know. It would be pretty dumb to not capitalize on the movie, which just crossed $1 billion. Also leaked on Twitter. But, you know, that's neither here nor there.
That's where Kev saw the movie, on Twitter, allegedly. I think we need a game solely based on the song Peaches.
Ooh. Remember they did at one point, it's a fever dream, they did a DDR, Dance Dance Revolution, Mario game?
I do not remember that. No, unfortunately, I do not.
That was a whole thing. That was a whole thing.
Remember when DDR was taking over the world and it kind of just became retro at a certain point?
I remember in my gym class in middle school, they had like a cheap version of DDR. It was like one of those rollout mats and it didn't work. Hey, this counts as like playing in gym.
Let the record show, Kay and I lived across the street from each other, went to two separate schools, both across the street from each other. And my school did not have that at all.
Goes to show you, man.
Yeah, you went to a better school. You had a bootleg version, but you went to a better school.
It was a bootleg version, and it was in a closet, like the athletic closet. It was like a really big TV.
You said closet. That does not seem right.
It's a sketchy situation over there. It was very sketchy.
Well, we have a mutual friend who did work there as an IT guy, and he's like, it is a shit show over there. Like, he's like, the management is just doesn't even know what they're doing.
But I expect nothing less there.
That's your people. Those are your people.
It is. Now, getting back to this supposed next-gen console for Nintendo, I'll pull it out of its dock right now.
My dock's downstairs.
The Switch's gimmick was you can take it anywhere. You can do anything you want.
The first portable console.
You can slide the Joy-Cons out and take them and throw them at each other. Do whatever you want. Allegedly. What do you think this next gimmick is going to be? Because it's got to have a gimmick. It's got to have a thing where it's like, Nintendo thought of it first. What is this thing?
I don't know. I really don't. VR?
I was going to say something with VR.
Yeah, you make the Switch go VR at this point, because VR is now PlayStation's taking it on with their Vita 2 and all that. But yeah, I think VR.
As far as like VR goes, for the gimmick goes, I think VR is a little too, like, I wouldn't say new, but like, it's untapped as far as there really isn't much out there. And for Nintendo to bank their console, especially this one as big as it's supposed to be, on a... is it an unproven commodity? I don't know, because people buy it still.
VR? Well, it depends. Like, people saw the Among Us blowing up with the VR.
They just got to make an Among Us console that only plays Among Us.
No, I'm saying like also like how there's the racing aspect of it and people are blowing up on that as well.
Yeah, Nintendo did put out a while back the Mario Kart like
circuit home.
Yeah,
it wasn't good. I heard that it was not good at all. My sister was thinking of getting it for my nephew. I'm like, you need good spaces. Connection's kind of wonky.
Yeah, but they're like willing to try and like really bank on stuff that people really don't see as a viable source for the console. And it paid off. It did with the Wii with motion controls. And then the Xbox tried Kinect, and then that didn't work.
And PlayStation tried with their motion controls. That didn't work. But Xbox went double down on it and tried to make everything motion controls with their games.
It's like making fetch happen. You can't make fetch happen.
I mean, you guys made it fetch happen with me.
That's fair. That's fair. I'll give you that. But I don't know. Like, Nintendo could also just be like, hey, you know what? New console, holiday. I think we get word by the end of this year, and we don't see the console until holiday 2024.
You mean we get a name? Like, what's the name going to be?
Yeah, give me the name. Give me the name. Don't give me what it looks like. Just blue ball me. Just give me the name and take it from there.
Oh, I always blue ball you.
I'm just saying they're going to do some weird stuff with this console, and they're going to drop it in Nintendo fashion. But do you have any closing thoughts? Is there a game you'd like to see come to the next gen Switch?
Give me a new Mario Kart game. Do not. Like, I'm surprised even with the Switch, they're like, we're just going to reamp Mario Kart for the Wii U for this one. The fact that we're getting DLC maps and characters on it, it shows that they could have done this when the game first came out. But they just like, people didn't really play it on the Wii U because the Wii U was garbage, so it's just act like it's a new game. No.
If I see a copy of Mario Kart 8 Deluxe on the next gen, whatever, I want to say Switch, but it's not going to be a Switch, I will riot. I'll return my console.
But you damn well know if Skyrim comes on it, he's gonna buy it for that console.
I'll be there day one to buy. I'll just take my money. I'll fully pre-order, and I'm never really pre-ordering, especially nowadays. But what I will be doing is sharing more episodes of the Get Comfy podcast, Get Comfy Game Breaking, Get Comfy Lowdown every single Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Believe Network. I've been Kalo, joined by the one and only.
What up, guys? Amen and Mike.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.